Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the NXT Dubai preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hanford and Michael Sucha. Look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT 2.0 Roadblock. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review NXT 2.0, but also Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup, complete with a beleaguered quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by the Dudley Boys to look ahead to NXT 2.0 and the final roadblock before the road to Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, it's a normal episode of NXT 2.0 with the two title matches on, isn't it? Like, this is one of the more egregious uses of them trying to make special shows out of non-special weeks. But you know, we get to have some fun with it. Road stuff. So who cares? Who gives a shit?
I don't care about this. But I'm looking forward to the game later.
Yeah.
Let's just go mechanically, bit by bit, through the card. And then
let's mechanically separate this meat. Yeah. Like the crap McDonald's it is.
Well, there is a world title. There's two title matches, in fact.
World title. You could say that, and I would not have a mocking tone in my voice, what, like 3 years ago. I mean, I like Bron Breakker legitimately as much as the next guy, but it's not a world title.
We, on house shows, and then anyone that went to TakeOver London saw the NXT title defended in the UK. It became a world title by virtue of that tour in 2015. Bron Breakker hasn't been defended outside of Florida. Hasn't been defended out of this room.
it's a weird rule, that, because no one doesn't take the AEW title seriously as a world title. WWE just did the Universal title, but no, it's got to be defended in Rome or somewhere. I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know where I'm going with any of this on this podcast.
On McAfee and Vince, when he was mentioning, Pat McAfee kept bringing up about the metaverse and about the other bit. I think what he was trying to imply was, Vince, you're a fucking weird billionaire like these other ones. When are you going to space? Vince pulled a certain face, and it took me back to some, like, I remember some old
calls. The same one he pulls all the time because he's had plastic surgery.
He's only got one. That was the one he wore that day. Shout out to Ian and his Crichton head day. He put on his happy Crichton head. But no, I think, like, Pat was trying to needle him on, like, talking about wrestling in space for me. He's like, well, if they're going to go to space, would you do a show in space? And Vince was kind of, like, nodding sagely, but like, yes, he would. It reminded me, there's, like, a Colosseum video from 93 where he's like, it was a WrestleMania best of. And he's like, can't wait to see you here. When it was like 10 years of WrestleMania. He was like, can't wait to see you here for 20 years of WrestleMania, 30 years of WrestleMania. Who knows? Someday there'll be a WrestleMania on the moon. And like he said it in a few other things. I was like, you want to do WrestleMania on the moon, don't you? That's when you're going to validate the universal title. Is it's like we've finally got it defended outside of the universe and on the moon.
Small step for man, yeah! Small step for mankind.
Can they do NXT 2.0 on the moon so that I care about it? It'd make it boring.
Yes, so Bron Breakker defends the NXT Championship in a three-way triple threat match, which has been quite a few good ones, as we mentioned on the Raw review, against Tommaso Ciampa and Dolph Ziggler. Michael Hamblett, who leaves as NXT Champion?
Bron Breakker. And
it's got the games.
Yeah, you've made me at least, you've added some stakes there, because we need to now go four events in a row with good triple threats. That's what the new stakes are, is that can there be four in a row where this match that none of us really like has now delivered four in a row? And I think I'm going to say yes. I've got a weird optimism that this is going to be another good night for Bron Breakker. He's been just having these tremendous stature-enhancing performances that not only sort of belong where he's at in his development, but also justify why WWE have gone with him, why Triple H was maybe foolish not to. They've seen something in him. He makes this 2.0 project look like a resounding success as long as you don't go under the hood. It's like, oh, well, we've got a Bron Breakker and all the stuff. But Bron Breakker's here. He's going to win, obviously. Ziggler's going to get pinned because that happened 24 hours ago, so they don't care about that. What I don't like is, though I think this match will be of a decent quality, I actually think they're going to try and do some sort of earnest stare down, try and sell us on Breakker versus Ciampa.
Yes.
For stand and deliver. And I'll buy this, but I'm not buying that.
Yeah, this should be okay. I'm not up for another Ciampa versus Breakker match, realistically. I kind of want to work with different people at this point. But yeah, Bron Breakker obviously retains. He's going to pin Ziggler because if there was any remote chance that a couple of thousand people, enough to make it not look like five-star wrestling, would pile into a huge basketball-sized arena to watch him work Bron Breakker, given the jobs he's done on TV, like, that's not happening at all. So they are setting up Breakker versus Ciampa, it would seem. There's ways to do that within this match, one of which Breakker could be accelerating into a spear aimed at Ziggler. Sidesteps out the way. Trucks Ciampa is the way to do it. And the finish should presumably see Ciampa hit Willow's Bell, is it?
Mm-hmm.
His finish?
Yeah.
Hit Willow's Bell. Breakker picks him up, hoists him out of the ring, then pins him, and then shrugs. And then, because he's only got one thing that he does realistically, Tommaso Ciampa go, quick, where's that bell? And then walk up to him and just start staring at it. Doesn't matter if it's like at the timekeeper's table and it's like he's got his back to the hard cam. He must stare at this belt at all times.
I remember you, Goldie. We had some good days together.
Goldie. Or, you know, realistically, to make it look camera friendly, like Ciampa could be like, oh, God, dagnabbit. What is it?
Dagnabbit. I can't wait for the rocking chair promo he's going to do from the front of his house.
What do you think of old man Ciampa?
Gives me the creeps. Dagnabbit, I thought I'd won a belt. And then
I know it's International Women's Day, but just like my beard, this is just for men.
So Ciampa's like, oh, dagnabbit. And then, like, Ziggler goes up the ramp. And then Breakker gets the belt, because it has to look better on TV. I'm not an idiot. Hoists it over his shoulder. Ciampa can get up and go, thought someone could pop there. And then stand up and look at that belt and go, Goldie. Time me and you were hitting the old dusty trail. then the match.
I think you're exactly right in terms of probably what the finish is. I have booked a spot in my head. Again, that's probably physically impossible.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, Ziggler does the jump on the back sleeper hold, does that to Ciampa, and then Bron Breakker just picks both of them up in that big press slam thing that he does. And chucks mannering or whatever. And all I'd have is he pins Ziggler, and then Ciampa comes in to give him the belt to be like, it's yours still for now. It's like you say, they're just leaning.
Bron Breakker, you weren't around when there used to be highwaymen running up and down these roads, but back then they would say, stand and deliver. They would take what they wanted, and then next Sunday I want to take what I want.
We used to build industry.
Since there's a second championship match we need to talk about.
We used to build s***.
Bron, you may be a manufactured star, but that leads me to a point I want to talk about manufacturing. A lot of things don't happen in America anymore.
The NXT tag titles are on the line. Imperium versus the Creed Brothers. I will get this point out.
God knows what happened to the unions in this great country. Ask your daddy and your uncle about Michigan and what that place used to mean.
Goldie, I remember the day I... Goldie, I remember the day I dug you up.
I was panning for gold.
1812.
Me, Goldie, and little Johnny would go play down the lake. We used to play by ourselves. We didn't have toys. We did it ourselves. There's no one going to do it for you.
Your prospects look great. Take it. Take it from a prospector.
Oh, God. Golden name
there. Oh, old Mama Chamber. She's not around anymore, but she used to make a famous dish. They called it Kentucky Fried Chamber. I don't know what became of that brand, but I hear you couldn't get it if you couldn't still look for it. Secret herbs and spices. 11 of them, she had.
Still don't know what they are.
So, we're sorry for being morons, like. Imperium defend the NXT tag titles against the Creed Brothers. Any chance of the title switch in that match, Sitch?
Imperium, despite being awesome, have done not a lot with these belts. So maybe. I just would like this match to rule.
Yeah.
There are certain matches there. That's an excellent match, and that's a tremendous match, and that was a narratively rich match. There's a certain match that can only be described as ruling, and I think this could be it. Stupid, explosive, idiotic men smashing into each other at pace and with great speed and just doing ugly, manly things. That's what I would like out of this. I want this to be the Andy Murray offer match of NXT 2.0.
I don't think this is getting a finish. I actually think there's something to this. They don't preserve much in NXT anymore, but I think they're going to still try and preserve the integrity of the Dusty Cup. And I do think the Creed Brothers are going to win the tag titles, but I don't think it's going to be tonight. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to get thrown out in the midst of some fairly dull Imperium Diamond Mine stuff. You've got Gunther, Roderick Strong, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Match to build a match to build a match. So this feeds into a six-man, which feeds back into a tag. They run this back at the pay-per-view. You can throw another team if you want, I guess. Like, make it another triple threat, throw an MSK or something like that. But Creed Brothers win the belts at Stand and Deliver. They don't win them here. But this gives you a glimpse of the fact that they were going to, had it not been for other circumstances.
Yeah, it's, I think you might be right.
We kind of still, NXT, for all its many, many flaws, we still tend to pay it the respect in terms of the finishes, the fact that things tend to lead places. It's got a little bit of that compared to Raw and SmackDown. When we're previewing Raw and SmackDown, there's always the possibility, well, DQ, isn't it? Like, if you can't pick who's going to win, it's because nobody will. Tends to be that you get finishes on this. I don't think we'll get one here. Every now and then they do still go the cheap way out. And
I feel like they'll be like, well, we're giving you a result in one of the title matches.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, really.
For them?
Well, yeah, for them. Yeah, not in real life.
It's not gratifying in any way.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Let's talk about some of the other stuff to look forward to on tonight's show. Nikita Lyons is going to be on Lashing Out with Lash Legend. How do you see this one playing out? It's a weird feud developing here.
Better than the match, Will. Christ almighty, that's going to be an absolute disaster, isn't it? nightmarish vision of Bruce Pritchard's wrestling future that thing is going to be. Like, the promo will be fine, I guess. What's a positive that we can glean from this? Thus far, these are not, like, cock-hungry vixens as booked by awful old men. So, at very least, although they've got these over-the-top cartoonish
vixens!
Like, cartoonish parodies, like, that they might be, Lash Legend, probably being the worst of the two, they're not just, like, sex-crazed maniacs or just constantly distracted imbeciles.
No, that's Indy Hartwell and Persia Pro you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's everybody else, isn't it? Absolutely everybody else. Happy International Women's Day. Like, these can at least get across their characters without that, but what else can they do? You know, Nikita Lyons loved how singing brought people together like it did her mom and dad. So she's gone to a place where people tear themselves apart every week. Makes no sense. Lash Legend is a talk show host where they can barely get a crowd for the wrestling show, let alone her fake.
I think
Jay
Leno's better at wrestling than her. Well. Yeah. Not even the best talk show host wrestler.
The caricatures don't make sense. So when you put them together, I cannot wait to watch it. But to expect anything other than something absolutely awful, a total, like, a total atrocity from a form of scripting, from how it looks, from how it's supposed to make you want to see them fight, it's going to be a nightmare. But it could
is
be.
Is there a thumb in it?
Could be absolutely. It could be really, really funny.
I get the feeling like, yeah, Lash Legend should reel all the thirsty tweets that Nikita Lyons got after that match.
Yeah, I say that's going to be a thumbnail of this. Yeah. That's what it exists to do.
That's what's going to happen. Sidge, we get a last man standing match tonight with LA Knight. Let me talk to you. Versus Grayson Bloody Waller. It's just feud keeps on going, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've got nothing.
We're probably recording this at the wrong time, actually, because I think LA Knight was going to do an announcement at 12 o'clock Eastern time. I don't know what that is in UK time. Whether or not he was going to answer Kevin Owens' WrestleMania challenge or not. So we've gone too soon on this pod.
Look, this match could be really boring and long.
I hate Last Man Standing matches so much.
Texas Death matches, awesome. Last Man Standing matches, terrible. Because, again...
The takeover's going to be in Dallas, don't we? Another match into existence between it.
God, I... AEW rules and WWE sucks is generally my disposition. What AEW gets right about the Texas Death / Last Man Standing matches, they don't dick about with terribly contrived and boring periods where signature moves are delivered and then, well, you would have won any other match, but oh, the goddamn chances. This is actually Last Man Standing, so you haven't won it yet. 6, 7, 8. Oh, I'm up. AEW has ruined so much of WWE. WWE was not exactly great at all by any stretch before AEW came along, but all those idle thoughts you had about how it could be better were manifested. Unscripted promos, long-term storytelling, the whole bit. And we see repeated examples of AEW being awesome at things that WWE suck at that just make WWE's sucking things just that much more impossible to tolerate now because we have the alternative. Texas Deathmatch is they just kill each other really hard and they bleed and they do one incredible spot at the end that genuinely puts people out for a 10 count. This is not going to be that. This is going to be every Last Man Standing match ever. Barricade will get broken. They'll do some kind of table spot and some plunder, and it'll just be so WWE it hurts. And LA Knight absolutely has to win because the babyface has to win at the end of this specific type of feud, and I just don't want it to go on any longer.
I have a finish, but it's going to factor into a game, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, we can move on to the games because we're there already. You mentioned it was International Women's Day.
Yeah.
How do you think WWE are going to celebrate that fact?
Well, like any like multinational conglomerate would, Mandy Rose by a pool, texting her friends about which guys on the NXT roster she fancies. How all women like to relax.
Only if they're successful.
Yes.
Carmelo Hayes, is that the Drake meme? Carmelo Hayes. Carmelo Hayes with gold. Oh.
Yeah, she's going to have the NXT Why title not? With her. So that'll be like, so she's empowered.
Mm.
Position of power.
I've got, so what do you reckon? International Women's Day.
Reference.
Yeah.
Good old, ye olde, Stu Bennett can do something like this or something.
Put your arms back in, Vic. Put your cock soft here. I can see a yam bag sticking up.
International Women's Day. It's defined, but I'm trying to filibuster. They'll just get one of their tits out.
Ask which wrestler are you referring to there?
One of Toxic Attraction will get their arse of their tits out, as they are made to do in accordance with the script of this television show. And Mandy Rose can say International Women's Day. More like...
good, you've hit the blueprint of WWE.
International Toxic Attraction Day. But every day is, every day is International Toxic Attraction Day because when the start of the show... And we,
old man Ciampa just wheels in and goes, when's it International Men's Day? And then a baby face says, oh, it's November 13th.
Yeah. Shut up! I might not be here.
The correct answer is the one I've written down, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. But it's too close to war.
The correct answer is
he heard of, you see this, you heard about this? There's a wrestler in NXT called Tiffany Stratton. And she's going to say, they're going to say, oh, quick message about International Women's Day from Tiffany Stratton. She's going to say, on this special day, I want to thank, not my mommy, but my dad for being so helpful. Because it's all actually down to bloody men, isn't it? That's what WWE thinks. So, yeah, here's a woman. There you go. Tick. International Women's Day. Thanking a man for what she's achieved.
Well, we've forgotten the international bit as well. And if we know one thing about NXT 2.0, it's when it comes to international women, they never treat those talent badly, do they?
Magic jewel.
Unfortunately, oh, yeah, followed up tonight. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's almost impossible for it to be International Women's Day because it'll have to be International Schoolgirl Non-Spade Day.
Siege.
Some people in WWE, that's every day.
Yeah.
Where's Wendy? Wendy Chu advancing to the next round, of course, of the Dusty Cup. But what's she going to be doing on this show? And where are we going to see her?
Well, we've seen quite a lot. Have you seen this? You heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the tag teams are strange bedfellows, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that.
Strange bedfellows. So they are trying to bond with each other with a couple of 12-ounce curls and go ape. And
I hope Von Wagner's chosen to do the international women's message. Oh, well, just
how would that sound?
Thank you to all the wives and mothers and women out there. You've got heart.
Brilliant. So this is all a bit of a LTST. Strange bedfellows, strange bedfellows, strange bedfellows. We've had Von Wagner and Kyle O'Reilly. We've had Cora Jade and Raquel Gonzalez. And now we've got the lunatic and the narcoleptic. And
elevator pitch.
that old one, T-Punch.
So they're going to be the strange bedfellows tag team. Dakota Kai could say something to the effect of, why aren't we trying him more? I can't do that. It always comes out cockney, everyone knows this. And Wendy Chu could say, shh.
Shush.
Shush. The shush. Best training is rest, and then she falls asleep, and Dakota Kai goes, it's crazy, but a little boy. And then she falls asleep next to her.
Puts a pillow under her feet.
And then they get like these literal strange bedfellows.
It's a pillow on her feet. Puts her pyjamas on the wrong part.
She's got like her you're wearing your the trousers with the top off. Oh, yeah, she starts. What are you doing? I'm getting 40 wings.
Bill Bourne, literally on this audio podcast, just winked 40 times.
Winked 40 times.
She's going to be asleep in the car park and somebody's going to lay down the window. What's that roadblock? And then Dakota Kai's, oh, yeah.
She's going to be asleep on one of the roadblock signs. You know, they've got the thing that you put in physically in the road. You don't sleep on those. It was either that or she's going to be in the audience for Lash Legend and she wakes up with the clap, clap, snap.
Good.
Although, to be honest, it wouldn't be. I was going to say, it wasn't not going to look great, but I remember the audience being asleep, but it's not stopped WWE before, has it? Let's be honest.
That was the second week, wasn't it? She was asleep in the crowd.
Would this look? Nah, it'd be fine. Finally.
Didn't look as bad as those ones that were wide awake in that Street Profits entrance we were on that last week.
Hey!
LeVar Ball there, dancing with the Street Profits.
Whoa, boy! You make me so excited for this tag team match. Right, finally, we had Tony D'Angelo cutting a promo last week at the dock saying his opponent's going to be sleeping with the fishes. Stand and deliver. But the question is, who is he going to face at Stand and Deliver? So normally, I'd just say, with the Tony D'Angelo predictor, you could just pick whoever, but we played a game to lead into a game.
Yes, because we should also mention for everybody else who forgets what happens on this television show that he described the opponent as his white whale, intimating that this could be like a big sort of match, a daft match, but a big one.
So beforehand, with the Dudley Boys, I opened up the WWE roster. We play this game sometimes, mainly on the SmackDown preview if we have no idea who someone's going to be facing. And I got them to say stop as I scrolled through the roster page, and then pick a number between 1 and 4, and whoever that was, I sent that name to them. They are completely unaware of each other's selections. So, Michael Hamflett, how is it going to be set up, and who is Tony D'Angelo facing at Stand and Deliver for you?
Well, because of the game, I got fucking Malcolm Bivens in there. So the only thing I could think to get to Malcolm Bivens was match to build a match stuff, where he calls out, Roddy Strong. What's a piece of Roddy Strong? And he somehow gets the win, and that earns him the match with Malcolm Bivens, whereby if Malcolm Bivens wins, he breaks up the diamond mine. If Tony Gander wins, he smashes the diamond mine because he's the one through diamond in NXT 2.0. But it was as we came in to record that I realised that he fits somewhere better. So that's my Bivens game guy.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want it. I want to throw that one away. I think he's going to involve himself in one of the big matches on this card, securing the win for Grayson Waller, so he can say, yeah, to LA Knight at Stand and Deliver. He's going to take down The Rock and Steve Austin, or it's the White Whale himself, of NXT 2.0.
I like that.
And he's going to involve himself in, I can get myself in any business I want, the wrestling business, the trash business, and now LA Knight, your business.
I like that. I do actually genuinely like that as a bit of booking. LA Knight versus Tony D'Angelo.
The match sounds horrendous.
It does. It?
Yeah. Imagine that in a half full basketball building, quarter full basketball stadium.
But you won't. You're not going to be standing for a 10 count if you get hit with a quad war. Siege. Well, have at it. Who have you got? You don't have to necessarily give the name first. You can give it at the end or just to get into character.
Just get into character, Will Bond style. Let's see, to be the the quickest and most effective way of getting made is to take out the biggest goddamn rat.
Oh,
is there a bigger goddamn rat than John Cena?
Whoa!
So I got John Cena, and you know what they need to. Sell tickets to the goddamn building.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Put John Cena on the marquee in order to build the heat for this match. He's picked up a few words. He's going to say something like this. Hey, John Cena. It's, it's quite fitting that you borrowed the entire gimmick from a certain person. You took his look. You took one of his goddamn careers, and it's all very fitting because you're a f***ing Marky Mark.
It would actually work as a doctor of thugonomics.
The f***ing doctor of f***ing thugonomics.
And I'm putting those stolen car radios in the back of the truck, and the police officer comes over to me, and we're paying him off, and I'm like, hey, officer, you can't see me.
Forget about it. Finally, one other option. Gonna be quite a busy WrestleMania weekend for this lad. He says,
they say in business, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And Tony D, he's a man with a lot of connections. He's written it down. That's the best bit. I'm sorry.
That on April 2nd, I become a made man. And the only way where you become a member of the family is by taking somebody's spot. And I forgot to mention, he's in bed for this promo. The only way you become a member of the family is by taking somebody's spot. And he pulls back the bed covers to reveal a horse with a Mexican mask on it, and he says, "Stand and deliver, Dom. You can call me Ray, because I'm going to be your f***ing daddy." Dominic Mysterio he's facing. I got Dominic Mysterio.
A luchador dead horse.
It's just like we always said, hey, my ancestors, a lot of friends to the electric chair.
Hey! Perfect.
You had a rule with it.
Well, there you go. Let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT 2.0. Roadblock.
Roadblock.
Hey, you're in the road. I'm walking here. Let us know your thoughts on Twitter.
There used to be so many cars on these roads. More of a horse and cart kind of town.
Foot race.
Now, damn, Henry Ford came in here with his big ideas and his even bigger engines.
The Wright brothers invented an airplane.
You never see blue skies in Detroit. I've been to Middlesbrough, England. They got the same problem over there.
By a ship, of course.
Well, the whole review is going to be in Tommaso Ciampa voice tomorrow. At What Culture WWE, if you want to let us know your thoughts ahead of the show tonight. You can follow all three of us on Twitter. You can follow Michael Hamflett at...
I was there when the What Culture boat sailed out and never came back. Michael Hamflett.
You can follow Michael Sidwick at...
What's Twitter?
There you can follow. I'm just playing.
I'm just playing.
You can follow me up, M. Sidwick.
I used to just share my thoughts down the saloon in the general store. You can follow me at Adam Wilborn.
It's a little Tony D'Angelo bit there.
Adam Wilborn.
Your pieces of shit. It's Adam Wilborn.
At What Culture WWE for all of us. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling for daily wrestling podcast. The Raw review is out right now, and our review of this show will be there tomorrow as well. But for now, this has been the NXT 2.0 preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.